about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the porn industry in Los Angeles is in crisis as a fourth adult film star tests positive for HIV over the last 3 weeks. So for those of you in the porn industry in LA, you may want to get yourself checked. Then, it looks like kids these days are, becoming, afflicted with very grown-up type of conditions, including fatty liver. We're talking about our little kids having fatty liver. And so we need to talk about that. And when should we start screening our kids? Already 5% are now considered morbidly obese. Then we're going to be talking about the rising suicide rates, which is now globally pushing a huge prevention movement prevention of suicide. And it's frightening to think that we're at record numbers. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of scary, apparently this couple was just married. Jordan Lynn Graham, 22 years old, and her husband, 25-year-old Cody Lee Johnson, they were arguing on July 7th as they walked in Glacier National Park. Apparently, the wife said that the husband grabbed her arm. She turned around and pushed him with both hands in the back, which doesn't make sense if he grabbed the arm. That means he would have been facing her. And she pushed him over the cliff. They had only been married for about a week. Apparently, she had told a friend that she had had some concerns about their marriage prior to this. So many of the headlines are, you know, circulating that she basically pushed him off a cliff because she had second thoughts. All right. I'm not sure what the heck happened, but we have some newlyweds where one throws the other one or pushes the other one off a cliff. Now, I don't know much about these state parks throughout the United States, but everyone I've been to, usually the trails are such that you either have the guardrails, or when you start to go off trail, many of the trails don't just go right along the cliff. I mean, usually the trails kind of cut around. I mean, yeah, you know, you climb some of the mountains and stuff and some of the hills, et cetera. So, that's pretty dangerous stuff. So basically, if you're hiking or walking with somebody who you think could be unstable, that's some pretty scary stuff. But see, here's my thing. Okay, let's say she really got mad at him or this was premeditated or whatever. I also get nervous by people's reflexes. Like, for example, let's say there's a snake, okay? And the snake jumps out into the trail. And let's say your lady is a good 200 pounds. And she jumps back, arms flailing, because there's a snake. Meanwhile, her booty turns around and, like the 1970s bump, bumps you to the side, and you, because of the momentum of her weight, can't, hold your balance, and then you fall over the side. You know, one thing that I always like to do, and maybe that makes me, more paranoid, is I always like to expect the unexpected. So whenever I hike, I make sure the kids are kind of hugging the wall, not too close because of any black widows or spiders or snakes or whatever. So I never want them by the edge. And then I always make sure there's plenty of space in between us hikers so that somebody isn't not looking and then boom, rams into somebody else's back, topples over and falls. When it comes to couples, your guard is down. You know, when I hear of this couple violence, men killing their wives, wife killing their husbands, you know, how do you be prepared for that? You know, our guard is up around strangers. We immediately, you know, the hairs on the back of our neck kind of tense up and we're prepared, etc. But when it comes to, you know, your own spouse, I mean, how can we prevent spousal violence and death? This was a death that didn't have to happen. You know, maybe they were just fighting. And so she decides to push him, and without thinking, he falls over a cliff. I mean, she's charged with second-degree murder. So obviously they didn't, you know, it's not like a first-degree murder charge. So, but, I think there are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of wasteful deaths that happen because of you know, spousal violence and it's, or just even relationship violence. And you gotta always kind of keep your guard up, okay? If you think your wife is, you know, starting to get upset about something, okay, and you think she may not really understand the gravity of the situation of where you're standing, get the hell away from the cliff, right? Or just, you know, just not talk, give in, whatever, till you guys are done. I know that kind of sounds stupid, but think about it. This is something that could have been prevented. They come up with an argument, she pushes him, and he falls over. It's horrible, horrifying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, when I talk about giving in, and I know some of you cringe whenever I say that when we talk about a fight, I never say give in and admit you're wrong. That's not what I mean. Okay? Many fights need to happen at a later time. Okay? You can't have a conversation in the middle of a school with the teachers watching, right? You can't be arguing at work, right? You shouldn't be arguing on a cliff. Okay? What I would do, because again, you have to satisfy the other person. When the other person is on a rant, okay, they don't want to go silent. You know, the worst thing you could do to somebody who is ticked off at you is be apathetic. That just makes them worse. So what you need to do is you need to channel the momentum of it. So for example, if she wants to go off on a tangent and have a BF, say, you know, honey, you actually are bringing up some good points that I think we're going to be able to come to a solution with. But let's do that when we get back. All right? And then she's like, oh, okay. You know, see, you know, you just got to channel it a little bit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although we filled posts in the State Department, For more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of religious freedom ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 5% of U.S. children and teens are quote-unquote severely obese, and the numbers are rising according to a statement from the American Heart Association. Fox News reports that even though childhood obesity has started to level off, you're seeing still a jump in morbidly obese or severely obese. Now, the definition for that would be a child over the age of 2 who has a body mass index at least 20% higher than 95% of other children in the same age and gender. They also say a child with a BMI of 35 or higher already considered severely obese. So they report that, let's say, a 7-year-old girl weighs 75 pounds or a 13-year-old boy weighing 160 pounds, that's considered severely obese. Now, you know, we really haven't started to medicate these kids. Okay? We don't like to medicate kids, even with high cholesterol. All right, because we haven't been able to study these medicines long enough. We don't know what it could do as they're growing hormone-wise, puberty-wise, height-wise. But some experts are suggesting we may need to consider medication or even surgery. Can you imagine giving your 10-year-old girl a lap band surgery? But with morbidly obese, very, very heavy kids, Experts want us to consider that. Now, a 7-year-old weighing 75 pounds. Okay, yeah, that's a high weight, but I wouldn't start considering surgery at that point, by no means. Some of these lifestyle changes, they really need to be probably a little bit more intensive. I can't tell you how many parents say, Dahlia, I'm already cutting the calories down to 1,500 calories. They're still overweight. Well, there could be a hormonal issue. You know, and we've seen that. We've seen people where there's either something genetic or something hormonal, and they just blow up. They're just heavy. And then when puberty comes, they blow up even more. And so it may take a team approach with an endocrinologist, a cardiologist, etc. Now, this obesity in children is starting to give rise to adult-type problems like fatty liver disease. They say 10% of children, they think, already has fatty liver disease, where basically your liver organ starts to be inundated with fat. Now, you used to only see fatty liver in alcoholics. Then, as obesity increased, you know, in our population, we started to see more fatty liver in our diabetics and our non-alcoholics. And now they're saying 1 in 10 children have this. Now, what can the fat do? Well, the fat can actually cause scarring and could actually cause the liver to stop working. We're talking our kids going into adulthood already on the left foot. Now, how would you screen for this? Well, one thing you could do is you could do an ultrasound, okay? An ultrasound could do it. One is you could also do a blood test, see if the liver enzymes are up a little bit. I think we are really underestimating how soon we need to start implementing healthy changes. Yeah, we talk about, well, the school offering vegetables and healthy foods, and the kids don't want to eat it. I mean, I think a lot of us parents, we really blew it once we started to feed the kids crap at home, because they are not going to eat the food at school. Now, my problem growing up is we didn't have crap at home, but I still didn't like the food at school. Okay, school food usually isn't the yummiest food out of your day. Usually the parents know what you like, they know how to make your food, you end up liking it, and you're happy. But how do we get these kids from early on to not start depositing fat in their liver and in their intra-abdominal organs? When we talk about fat and truncal obesity, etc., you know, you may get fat in the tushy, you may get some fat in the back, etc., but this fat will also start to laden your internal visceral organs. And that really puts you at high risk for heart disease. Pretty scary stuff. Now, Fox News comes up with a list of things to do to help shed weight for kids, like, and they suggest changing up home routines. This has been a report from researchers from the United States and Canada. And they recommend certain routines throughout the day or et cetera week get changed. Like, you know, for example, you know, cut the TV back. I mean, we've all known that, right? Working them with chores, I would suggest also making them walk the dog. See, you know, I mean, for me, I had so much to do. When I came home from school, eating was an afterthought. I mean, you know, I never got to sit down and have an after-school snack and then go and do homework or whatever. It wasn't like that, although maybe that would be healthier where you actually sit down, you know, every few hours, have some meals, et cetera. Sit down, et cetera, have, you know, the, a snack, something healthy, et cetera. I know usually it used to be milk and cookies, right? Yeah. So, I would come home and I had stuff to do. You know, my parents had a baby when I was in high school. They left for work when I got home. And so I had to take care of the baby. You know, so I didn't have time to eat. That's why I was skinny in high school, okay? You didn't have time to think. You didn't have time to eat. Now, I'm not saying that's what you do with these kids. And a lot of kids, I see that. You know, they rush to go to school in the morning. They eat whatever at home, small, banana in the car. Then they eat whatever they have at lunch. Then they're in practice. By the time, or they have a game, they come home 6-7 o'clock at night, they gorge on dinner, and then they try to do their homework. That's kind of rough for kids. I think after a while it gets rough. But that's how a lot of us were raised. We were just running around the whole time when we were growing up, so you just didn't have time to sit there and do video games, etc. But what's happening is kids are evolving, okay, as we have this electronic and digital society. what's happening, and I see this with my kids' friends, is they come back from their sports, sometimes 7, 8 o'clock, they start doing their homework, and then at 11 o'clock at night, now they play video games. And they don't go to bed till 1, 2 in the morning. All right? So now we're starting to have a society where they're just eating a few big meals, then they're up late at night, doing video games and snacking. Okay? No, that can't happen. So these are things that I think as parents and, you know, we need to jump on. Now, we were talking about these BMI letters, these quote-unquote fat letters that schools are sending home with kids to the parents, where it basically tells the parents that their BMI is too high. On one end, people love it. On other ends, people are like, okay, wait a second, this is going to start stigmatizing the child. It's embarrassing them at school, etc. For me, my compromise is when you get the school physical, right, each year before you go to school, which you should have, a school physical before you go to school, right? When you get the physical, I mean, assuming everybody has access to a doctor and health insurance or PA or nurse practitioner for this, all right, the BMI should be on the form. There's always height and weight, and then the visions, right? Many of these sports physicals, they say to check genitalia, et cetera. Where's the BMI? Why are we discussing, you know, the BMI? Or you have a private one-on-one session with the school nurse. Everybody in the school in the beginning of the year has a private one-on-one session with the school nurse, okay, if they can't afford to have that session with the doctor. Why not something like that, rather than these letters that go home that other kids could read and, you know, et cetera, being weighed in front of other kids. But the BMI, the problem with the BMI is it's not the most accurate way to measure somebody's obesity. You got these bigger boned kids and you got these smaller, more petite kids. And the smaller petite kids may gain weight quicker or gain weight in other ways than the bigger boned kids. The bigger boned kids will always feel fat because they're bigger boned. You know, the BMI, it's something, but it's not the best thing out there. So, you know, I understand that the schools are getting involved, and yes, I think they could play a role, but we have to be very careful with the role that they play, because these kids, you know, being weighed in front of everybody else, and then, you know, the teacher going, you know, even if your BMI is fine, the fact that you're getting on a scale, there's always some kids behind you making fun of you. I remember when I was, you know, in grade school, and we were doing the hearing test. And you would sit there with the, you know, put your right arm up where you heard one ding, left arm up with the other ding. And I would be watching my friends in line waiting for me, and they'd be giggling and making fun of me. Right? And then, of course, I'd be giggling. And I've always had some hearing issues, but I would never really do well on the test because I'd be so busy giggling because my friends were giggling that I didn't, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. Okay? It's got to be done in private. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we'll talk about the Los Angeles porn industry in crisis. I know, many of us are really worried about that one. And then the top colleges, okay, both private school and public school. Pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not sure if I hear my music. And I also want to talk about broccoli. Not only does broccoli seem to help fight arthritis, now they're saying it could actually protect against skin cancer and sunburn. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say in this one title, World Was a Happier Place. Oh, now than 5 years ago. Oh, world is happier than it was 5 years ago. That's according to the UN. Oh, I thought it was trying to say that the world was a happier place 5 years ago. Huh. All right, apparently the top five countries in the World Happiness Report is Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Sweden. All right, Scandinavia doing well, obviously. And this was out of a ranking of 156 countries issued by the UN Sustainable Development Solutions. The U.S. came in number 17. Togo was the lowest-ranked country, taking 156th place after Rwanda, Burundi, and the Central African Republic and Benin. All right. They say these weren't really big shifts in the rankings from 2012. All right. But Canada, I guess, fell out of the top 5 to 6th place. And Finland is in 7th place, Austria 8th. So U.S., number 17. Huh. I'd like to know. They say not much change in 2012. I got to look up. What was it like back in 2008? But I got to tell you, I mean, when our economy was good, I'm sure we were happier. All right. Now, globally, suicide is a huge epidemic. Apparently, there's going to be the 11th annual World Suicide Prevention Day, co-sponsored by the International Association for Suicide Prevention and World Health Organization. You know, this is one of these those things where when it doesn't happen to anybody you know, it's one of those distant subjects when, all right, suicide happens. But once it happens to somebody that you know, somebody close to you or in your family, this is very, very real, okay? They say 90% of people who attempt suicide have psychological issues. Now, is it that they're feeling hopeless? Is it that they're depressed? Or is it that they have one of these conditions where just every now and then they just lose it? They say among people with mental health disorders who attempt suicide, 60% have depression or bipolar disorder. Anybody with psychosis, personality disorder, anxiety also could be at risk. Now, suicide rates, from what I understand, have risen over the last decade, but, you know, they had originally been declining. Now, they say in the spring, a study from the CDC showed a sharp increase in suicide among middle-aged Americans, with the rate rising by almost 30% for people aged 35 to 64 between in the last decade. Now, of course, they think maybe it's the economy. I think a lot of us do. But also, they think drugs like OxyContin and the opioids could possibly cause the increase. Now, this is a very, very good point that the CDC brought up in an article to the New York Times. Many of us are on painkillers. Now, I don't know if any of you have taken painkillers. I don't like them. Whenever I've had surgery, I'd be given them. I may take one just to get me through the first day or two, but I cannot stand taking any more than that because when it wears off, you kind of get into a little bit of a funk or you get irritable. And so these pain medicines can cause depression. We know alcohol could cause depression, marijuana could cause depression, etc., even though we're seeing a huge population of people who smoke marijuana not needing antidepressants. But I think people underestimate these narcotics and how these narcotics cause a reactive depression or a reactive anxiety or mood disorder. Now, some people will say, well, the pain is coming back. So if the pain is coming back, they're getting angry. Well, that too. But even people who were taking it not for pain, like I had a patient who was taking his Lortab to get through work. You know, he was a dealer. He didn't like having to sit there and talk to the patients. He was a poker dealer. He had a tough time kind of staying in that kind of a mood where you could talk to people for 8 hours. So he would take his narcotic to get through the shift. Well, when the narcotic wore off, got grumpy. I mean, these are valid, points that need to be made on some of these medications. Now, I understand that the government wants us to stop writing narcotics and, you know, springing out up, you know, in little state legislatures. We get, you know, senators or state senators making bills to ask us to, put your doctor in the line of fire if they prescribe a medicine and you get addicted to it or whatever. I mean, I get there are doctors out there that overprescribe. I went through a training program where we were already very aware of the narcotic potential. And unfortunately, I think a lot of us underprescribed. Okay, I think I, in the 90s, was of the age of, okay, we'll try to avoid painkillers at all costs. All right, and then pain management became a very new and vibrant field. Whereas our baby boomers were getting older, and we were, you know, we were living longer, and we were beating the cancers, etc., so that and the heart attacks, such that we weren't dying off in our 40s and 50s. We were living till our 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, we came to realize that pain management has to be something that is incorporated into our everyday management of patients. And pain management isn't, oh, somebody who wants to take a narcotic or a person who should be stigmatized as being a quote-unquote addict. No, these are people that have pain. and they're alive, they're healthy, but they have pain and we need to manage them. So the pain management field flourished in the year 2000 to 2000, and it still is flourishing. Rather than getting back surgery, we could do injections. Right? You know, we could do the epidural injections, and we could do facet injections. We could do trigger point injections. There's a variety of things we could do. Rather than doing a knee replacement, maybe we could give you some Synvisc or some of the hyaluronic acid, buffer that we could put into a knee, et cetera, that helps alleviate pain and slow down the need for you to go into surgery. So, you know, we're starting to now manage things rather than jumping to surgery. It's huge, and I'm really proud of our medical system for advancing to that degree. The problem is as we have been very progressive with treating pain, we've also become a little bit more liberal with pain medicines. And as a result, you have people that take their pain medicine four times a day diligently. And it's starting to get to the point where the abuse potential is probably the highest that it's ever been. And, I know we originally were talking about suicide, but that is an issue. Our goal, I think, should be with, as Obamacare forms, even though it's not going to be very concomitant, right, and very commissural with Obamacare, is to make sure we really improve our mental health fields. All right. You know, pain management, I think we've done a phenomenal job. The advances in pain management, it blows my mind. I mean, and I congratulate, you know, the researchers behind figuring out how to handle people's pain so they don't have to go into surgery. Or if they have a failed surgery, they're still able to function. But now we got to work on the mental health. Okay. In addition, and we need to be able to expand resources. We need to be able to identify people that are just going to lose it. Okay, the people who are depressed and chronically depressed, those are easy. They come in and they tell you they're depressed. It's the people that say, I'm fine, and then all of a sudden they have a fight with their husband, push them in the back or the chest or whatever, and then they fall off a mountain. Those are the people, those are the tough cases. Or the case where somebody goes, you know what, I'm just going to shoot up a school, or I'm going to just shoot up a movie theater. This is where we need to advance in terms of our medical screening, et cetera. Now, you know, one suggestion is, you know how we do stress tests with heart, right? We do, cardiac screening where what we do is we put you on a treadmill and try to increase your heart rate, you know, to see the stress that your heart undergoes. Maybe we need to do that with people. Put them into a situation where they're a little hypoglycemic, where they're under, they're tired because they're sleep deprived. Put them in the room with somebody that gets under their nerve and see if they wig out. Maybe we need to do stress tests for psychology. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so the U.S. News and World Report has its annual rankings of colleges. Many of us don't like to listen to this because we really can't afford to go to the colleges in this list, but it's kind of nice to hear, you know, what's going on with the Ivy Leagues. And I guess what was interesting is Harvard is not number one. Princeton is. Princeton from New Jersey has taken the top rating. Then came Harvard, then came Yale. So Princeton, Harvard, Yale, still the top three. Columbia, number four. Stanford University, number 5. University of Chicago, I think, tied for 5. Then comes Duke University, MIT, University of Pennsylvania. And then in the top 10, you have the California Institute of Technology and Dartmouth College. John Hopkins, then comes Northwestern, Brown University, Washington University in St. Louis, Cornell, Vanderbilt, Rice, University of Notre Dame, and finishing off the top 20 in a tie, Emory University, Georgetown University, and University of California, Berkeley. All right. I know. Now, you know what? I went to UNR and UCLA. I'm proud of it. I went to UNLV. I went to UNLV for undergrad. I went to UNR for medical school. Did my last year at UCLA. I love my education. Stand by it. You know, good for those of you going to Ivy League. That's great. But just because we're not on the list doesn't mean it's not a good school. I think we've, I think we really kicked some major booty. Right, in from my schools, as that is now public schools, top public schools. Number 1 was the University of California, Berkeley. Next was UCLA, number 2. All right. Then came the University of Virginia, then the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, then University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, then the College of William and Mary, then Georgia Institute of Technology, Pennsylvania State University, and then tie UC Davis and UC San Diego. You know, I wish the University of California schools weren't so gosh darn expensive. What is it for out-of-state tuition, an extra $30,000? Unless, of course, there's the DREAM Act or I think if you're illegal, right? If you're an illegal citizen, you don't have to pay the out-of-state tuition. I don't get that. I'm still kind of confused by that. But, I gotta tell you, I mean, when I went to UCLA, I mean, I loved it. It was a phenomenal university. I got more hands-on at UNR because the class size was smaller and it was more, you know, getting down and dirty. And I mean, so, I mean, I got to do more as a medical student than I ever got to as a medical student at UCLA. But still, phenomenal school, the UC system. Just wish it was more affordable. All right. So for those of you going, oh, man, you know, this, you know, does it really matter? Okay. You know, for you and I, us average Joe people, does it really, really matter, right, how high tech the university has to be? I mean, do people that go to these top schools, Princeton, Harvard, Yale, do they always have a job for life? Or is it that if you want to become president, you have to have gone to one of those schools? I mean, I'm very excited about how my career has gone. I'm very excited about how my training was going to a state university. I love the knowledge that I accrued. I was able to open up a practice, have a very successful practice, knock on wood. I was able to start a radio career, hopefully venturing into a television career. And I've been very, very proud of the fact that I was able to do that coming from very meager roots, okay? You know, not having money to put in. I had to borrow. I had to work. Multiple jobs, wait tables, and I'm proud of that. In fact, I don't think I would have wanted it another way. Mind you, if you could go to a top Ivy League school, all the power to you. Go for it. They're phenomenal schools. But part of me is kind of proud that I was able to do all this without Ivy League. And I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, I think more people would listen to you if you went to Harvard. I don't know, because don't you start getting an accent? Don't you start talking differently when you go to Harvard? Don't you? You know, I like the, you know, come on. I love the fact that my grammar isn't perfect. I'm not reveling in the fact that I have not the best grammar by any means. But I think we're real people. Okay? You know, when I was in college, I was in the honors program. And, you know, I was in honors math and honors English, etc. And I took honors physics. Now, we were taught in honors physics by some world-renowned physicists, very well-studied, very well-learned, right? See, learned, see, that's a big word, learned, right, instead of learned, okay? But they didn't teach. I didn't understand a gosh darn word he said. Yeah, mind you, we were talking about world-renowned physicists teaching honors physics, but they weren't teaching it. If you think back to some of your teachers in the past, some of the teachers that would actually sit on the floor with you with a piece of mud explaining to you bugs in their homes and what the hell is in it, doesn't that, you know, using the visual and being at your level, sitting on the ground with you, to me, taught me more than somebody lecturing. Now, mind you, I've been lectured by the best. In our medical training, we had visiting professors, etc. But it doesn't mean I learned. Me and my friends had to teach each other what the hell was going on. So there's a big difference between somebody highly learned and somebody who's a real, real good teacher. So, same thing, you know, for me and what I do, I don't think I want to be speaking very academic and be quoting the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of American Medical Association. They're fine journals. But, you know, some of you had even written me, and I get criticisms, and, you know, they'll say, they're like, you know, look, you know, thank you for telling us about the articles, but we just like it when you talk about your own stuff. And it's not that we dumb anything down. It's that's how we talk. When I talk to my patients, I talk to my patients the way I like to be talked to. Don't start quoting me something from the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, just wrap it up for me. Give me the bare bottom gist of it. Get to the point, but make it practical. Telling me I need to lose weight or telling me that I need to have my prostate screening or whatever because of some cross-sectional analysis study with a, I don't know, N factor and per this standard deviation, whatever. No, no, no. I don't need that. I don't need that. It bores me. Okay? Tell me what I need to know. And it doesn't have anything to do with ADD or being hyperactive or not being able to concentrate or not having the intelligence for the study. It's I know what I need to ingrain something into memory. I need a visual. You know how I've taught you guys about diabetes and how a nurse was the one that taught me about how you look at diabetes like it's an office where the mouth is the waiting room, the hallways are your bloodstream, and the rooms of the office are like the cells trying to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell using a key insulin type of thing. Okay, you know, that picture, to me, that's not dumbing it down. To me, it's making something visual and teaching something and making it relatable. And so, you know, I think the way of the future. I mean, you know, we're real people. We need to be talked to. We need to understand things, and we like it. Why do you think some of these comedies out there, you know, like the movie Jackass, why was Jackass so popular? Because sometimes we just don't want to think. We just want to be entertained, okay? And I think it takes, you know, knowledge of the psychology of what people want and what people need to be able to be successful. We need people going to Harvard and Princeton and Yale. We need our Ivy Leagues. There's a place for them. We really, really do. But just because you can't afford to put your kid in Ivy League or your grandkid in Ivy League or you didn't go doesn't mean you're not going to be successful. All right? And to me, I love the fact that I had to start from scratch to make it where I am today. I love it. Now, mind you, we are still having money problems. True. I mean, this recession stinks. I mean, maybe if I did go to Harvard or Princeton or whatever, maybe I wouldn't be having, you know, the same money worries that everybody else. But you want to know what? I like the fact that I'm in it with all you guys. I don't think I'd be comfortable trying to feel like I'm above it all. Now, true, I have a job, you know, and I'm very lucky to have a job. And I know a lot of people out there don't have jobs. All right. But I still feel like I go through very similar things that everybody else does. And I think it's I think it makes us be able to relate. All right, guys. Stay tuned. Pop quiz coming up. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.